It's that time. Oh, really loud. Okay, there we go. It's that time of the week again. Oh, why am I so loud? I gave myself a heart attack. I'm still really loud. This is like below my normal. Am I just like loud today? Maybe.
Well, you were a couple minutes ago.
Okay, well, it's this time of week, as usual, where I, DJLC, I'm here with Tinsel Talk. And only at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm joined, as usual, by my friend Cotty here. Say hello.
Hello.
Say it again, because I need to control your levels.
Hello.
Okay, why do you say, ho-ho? Like, you sound, I don't know. It just sounded creepy. Tonight's show is only going to be an hour, because I don't know if you tell, but I sound like a little boy before puberty, because I've been sick. But I'm hanging in there. I haven't died yet. My nose is runny, though.
I mean, she almost did a couple times coming over here, but...
I got hit by two different cars on the way here. That was for different reasons that I'm not going to disclose on the radio. Okay, what's on tap? I have some music news. Movies. And since I haven't seen movies, it's just kind of a list of movies that I want to see. TV shows. And how tonight I'm going to die of a broken heart. I know it already. Of course, rumor has it. And then my usual text post of the week. And I think we're going to jump right on into it. So, first piece of music news. One Direction. Their new single is going to be out in 18 days. That is October 28th. If you couldn't do the math, I couldn't do the math. Someone else told me. Actually, I didn't feel like doing the math. I'm sure I could have. It's going to be called Story of My Life. New single means new music video. Holla.
So excited. That was the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning. And it was a way to wake up. That was a cute face.
I always have cute faces. I don't know what you're talking about.
That one was just extra cute.
I know. You know, I'm pretty excited about this. It's been a long time. And then their CD's gonna come out next month. I'm so excited. I don't know. I don't even know how. Like, I'm so excited that I don't seem excited. Like, I'm just kind of dead inside. I'm so excited. I'm really hungry. Like, all of a sudden, it just hit me like a brick in my stomach. Like, I wasn't hungry like 5 minutes ago when I was just really excited. Oh, but now I'm hungry. I'm so hungry.
Now you feel my pain.
Yeah. Yeah. We walked into the studio. It smelled like bananas. I don't know why it smelled like bananas. I don't know if the people before me were eating bananas. I tried to ask them, but they kind of just ignored me.
Maybe they had banana cologne.
I don't think there's such a thing as banana cologne.
I bet Harry would invent it if there wasn't such a thing.
Don't give him the idea. So, on to my next music-related news. This artist, her name's Ella or something like that.
Ella.
But her stage name is Lord, and her CD came out a while ago. Not that long ago, but it's not new. Pardon me. It's called Pure Heroine, and she's only 16 years old, and she has an amazing voice, and I just love the CD. I love it. I am addicted to it. She is, like, my queen. Like, she's so much younger than me, but so much more successful than I'll ever dream to be in my life. That's amazing that she's only 16. When I found that, I was like, oh!
Yeah, and she literally came out of nowhere, like...
Yeah, she did.
Like, she was on the radio out of nowhere. Like, where did she come from?
New Zealand. So nowhere. It's amazing. Like, just look it up. You can stream it on YouTube. I did that for like 2 days straight. It's good. It's good stuff. And then Lady Gaga is due out for a new music video for her song Aura. And I just liked this because it has part of my name in it. In class, we had to pick a song to do production work on for this at like this tag for the station, and I picked this song because not Aura, but I picked this other song because it had my name in it by Bastille. And it ended up being really good, and I wish I should have mixed it down, but that wasn't the assignment. But it was so good, and I had like this dynamic panning and stuff. It was amazing. Yeah. That's about it for my music news.
Oh, did you hear about the Jonas Brothers?
That's later. Oh, okay. Gosh, don't ruin it.
Well, I was like in music and...
Yeah, I know, but I put it more in music. Celebrity because it's kind of more personal life stuff.
Okay.
Cause, yeah, I'll explain that later because I looked that up. Movies. I haven't seen any recently, but there's some movies I want to see, such as Bad Grandpa, and it has Johnny Knoxville in it, and then this little boy from this movie that we saw called Fun Size, and the movie just looks hilarious. Like, really, really funny.
When does that one come out?
Like October 25th. Yep. I'm excited for that. I really want to go, like, opening day or something. Opening weekend, at least. I just love Johnny Knoxville, and I love those movies. Like, the Jackass movies. I loved them.
I've never seen them.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. I can't breathe. I'm a pin in my chest, and I can't breathe, because I can't believe... can't believe you've never seen the Jackass movies.
The 25th is a Friday, so we can definitely go.
Movies usually come out on Fridays, so I was guessing it was a Friday.
Whatever.
I mean, that's just logic right there. The next movie that's on my list I want to see is Romeo and Juliet. It's coming out this Friday, but I'm not going to be able to see it this Friday because I'm going to be out of town. But... I mean, my mom was like, why do you want to see that? You already know what happens. Like, yeah, I know what happens, but you know why I want to see it? Douglas Booth, that's why. Like, oh my goodness. I'm so excited for that.
He is so hot.
He's really, really hot.
Now I see him everywhere, now right? that I know yeah. his name. Like, after we saw, what movie was LOL? LOL. Like, he was hot in it, but it didn't...
He was so hot in that movie.
Like, I didn't even know his name, Ooh. So I didn't see him anywhere. But, I now remember, I see him everywhere.
Okay, I remember after we saw that movie, we were talking about how hot he was, and we looked up his name, and then we completely mm-hmm. forgot it, and then yeah. we saw him in Romeo and Juliet, oh, we gotta look up that guy's name.
Yeah.
Douglas Booth. And we're like, oh, wait, we saw that already.
It's definitely stuck this time, though.
Yeah, it did. Because he's really good looking. Oh, and I guess there's a song by Taylor Swift in the soundtrack. I don't know if that's a selling point. That's not for me. Basically, Douglas Booth is all that I needed to get on board that movie.
Oh, yeah. She was at the premiere.
And she's, like, friends with the lead actress now. Yeah. La, 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 la. Yeah. And then, so, I've talked several times about my deep, deep love for Dylan O'Brien. And he was going to be in this movie called Maze Runner. I mean, he's still going
to
be in the movie.
I was like, they he's going to? What happened with that?
They didn't replace it. They're even filming the second one now. I mean, they're about to film the second one. But the film release date was supposed to be February 2014 on Valentine's Day. And I was like, hey, like, that's my Valentine. Like, me and Dylan O'Brien, I got me a Valentine's date now. It got pushed back till September 2014. And I might actually die. Not from me coughing, but from me having to wait. Because I really want to see that movie. I really want to see him in it.
How come it got pushed back so far?
I honestly have no idea.
Since they're already almost about to film the second one.
I mean, they're, like, writing the second one, I heard, and then they're gonna, like, push up the filming of it. I don't know. But I've seen some posters out for it, like, online.
The second one?
No, the first one.
Oh.
It just said Maze Runner on it, but then in the background, it was, like, the words were laid over a picture, so you could kind of see, like, his part of his face in it. I don't know, it looked really good. I like the poster. He looked cute in it. He always looks cute.
And you're definitely going to get this one.
Yeah.
I can see it in your eyes.
Oh my gosh, I should have brought water. That was a bad mistake by me, but I got out of there in a hurry. I walked all the way across campus in 2 minutes. And it usually takes me like 10. But I was booking it. I really sound terrible.
You definitely sound like an old man now. Like, it's not young boy.
It sounds really bad. I felt like I was getting better. Like, I didn't feel like I sounded like this until, like, right before the show started.
I feel like it was that 2-minute jog you did to get down here.
I didn't jog. I jogged for, like, 30 seconds, and I was like, oh, nope, I'm not gonna do that. Okay, so I'm going to take a music break so I can, like, try to cough it out. You know. But this has been DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And up after the music break, I have some TV news, including this new show I watched last night. And Catfish, which was really good. And, of course, Glee, because I always have to talk about Glee, because that's my show. Like, in my heart of hearts, it's my show. But this has been DGLC on radio.dominican.edu, and this song is 400 Lux by Lorde off her CD Pure Heroin. Back. This is this is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And if you're just tuning in, you missed music news, including One Direction's new single and talk of Bad Grandpa. And on to TV. So X Factor is a usual must watch. And last night they did a boys category, and I wasn't really impressed. I did homework through that. So that's clearly how impressed I was with the boys. But then last Thursday, after the show, we got back in time to see the last couple of minutes of the girls category and who was making it to the live shows. And all the girls that I really liked made it, so I was pretty happy. How did you feel about the girls that made it? Like, that girl Danny made it, and then Ronnie made it, that girl with the smaller hands.
Yeah, I was really happy with the girls Demi chose.
Yeah.
She did a good job choosing.
Unlike last year, where she kind of messed up choosing.
Yeah.
And then last night was also some groups, and that one group, Restless Roads, has made it so far.
I like them. They like, that one guy totally stands out with his really, really manly, deep voice. He sounds like a 40-year-old singing, but it goes really well together. They sounded really good as a guy country group.
Yeah, so they made it so far, but they're not safe yet. And groups are concluding tonight, so I'm excited. Since it's only going to be an hour show, I'm going to be able to watch some of that. I'm pretty excited. And then on the X Factor UK, Sam Callahan, he made it onto the live show, so that's pretty cool. He's really good looking. That's pretty cool. I didn't even notice I said it till afterwards and you laughed. And then on this week's Catfish, it was hilarious because this girl thought she was talking to Bow Wow, like the rapper, and why she thought she was talking to him was because she liked one of his, well, she liked a Bow Wow fan page on Facebook, and then she messaged the fan page and was like, oh my gosh, I've loved you since I was 11 and I've been to several concerts. And they messaged back and they started talking, and then that person that was Bow Wow sent her $10,000. $10,000. But it ended up not being Bow Wow, of course. Like, while you're watching the show, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, like, what if it is? This is like hope for fangirls everywhere. And you're kind of like rooting for it to be Bow Wow, but in your heart of hearts, you kind of know it's not. Because, like, why would Bow Wow
be looking like, for someone over Facebook?
Yeah, like trolling the net for ladies. And so it ended up not being him, but it was pretty good. Like, it kept me on my seat. Yeah, it definitely kept me on the edge of my seat. And it ended up being this woman. Honestly, like, I thought it was a guy.
I thought it was a 15-year-old boy.
Yes, she looked really young. And her voice sounded like a very young man's voice. And so that didn't work out. They don't talk anymore on the 2 months later thing. But me and Cody were talking, like, how cool would it be, like, if Bow Wow saw that episode and it felt bad, so he, like, went and met that girl. That'd be so cool. Those would be big, like, thumbs up to Bow Wow.
I feel like we should do that, and one of us catfish the other one and pretend we're talking to, like, Harry Styles and make sure Harry Styles sees it.
All I know is if, like, I thought, I mean, I wouldn't be dumb enough, even if they did send me $10,000, I wouldn't be dumb enough to think it was Harry Styles. I'd just be like, hey, like, send me another $10,000 so I know it's real, baby. But I'm not one to believe that it would ever be, like, Harry Styles. But, like, if I actually believed it and then I found out it wasn't, I'd probably, like, cry on national TV. Like, I'd be, like, you don't mess with a fangirl's heart like that. You just don't. And then Keeping Up with the Kardashians, his rating has dropped, and they might cancel the show because no one's watching them anymore because their lives, you can get updates on their Instagram, Twitter, everything. Like, you don't need to watch the show to know what's going on in their life. So it's almost like they're too accessible, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, I mean, I used to watch that show a lot, and I don't watch it anymore. And then last night, this show, American Horror Story, it's the same maker of Glee. It came on a new season, and this season is, like, each season is its own, like, story within itself. And this season's The Coven, and it's about a group of witches, and it's really good so far. Like, this one girl, like, flipped over this bus of frat boys because most of them inside and were raped her, drugged her and raped her. And this one good guy was in there and he ended up dying, but like in the previews it kind of shows him like coming back to life, like they stitch body parts together to make him come back. It looks creepy. And like I was watching with the lights off in the living room by myself, and I kept looking behind me because I thought someone was gonna like try to scare me.
That's what I should have done.
That's what I thought you were gonna do. I was like, if she does, I'm gonna punch her in the throat. Like straight up, just wham.
I was too busy doing homework.
It was so good.
To even think about that great idea. It would have been like Harry Styles all over again.
That, okay. That, oh, what man. She's referencing is, I went to the bathroom one time, last, for my birthday, which is near Christmas, she got me a Harry Styles stand-up poster. And when I was going to the bathroom, I used to turn off the lights and then open the door. And I did this like I usually do, and then the stand-up poster was standing right in front of the door, and I screamed and fell over, and I almost cried because it scared me so bad. Like, my heart dropped into my butt, and I thought I was going to die. Like, I thought someone was there to kill me. Although I don't know why they wouldn't have killed her before they killed me, because she was in the living room, and she was filming it. What a nice friend. Like, I really thought I was going to die.
Too bad I don't have that video anymore.
Thank goodness.
Because it was on my other phone.
And on to Glee. Last week's episode was the second week of the Beatles. And I liked it because I had like the Beatles songs that I'm more familiar with. And Demi Lovato was in it, and she was really good. I liked her character. Oh my gosh. But it still wasn't as good as the first week when they had the Clayne proposal. Nothing will beat that ever.
Especially not tonight.
I'm getting there. And tonight is the memorial episode. And the songs have already been released because they release them the Friday before the episode comes out. And Lea Michele is singing a solo, a cover to Make You Feel My Love. And she, I saw this thing online because they did a press conference for the show too. And she was talking about how she chose that song personally because it was a personal song between her and Corey. And that just broke my heart even more. Like, the song, it gave me chills when I listened to it the first time. And you can, like, kind of hear her, like, crying as she's singing it. But then her voice sounds amazing. I don't know how she's doing it. And I don't know if I'm ready. I'll never be ready for this episode. Because, I mean, I can handle killing off characters when they're just characters. But knowing that's, like, a real person that's no longer alive is just terrible. And I have here, cue the ugly crying. Because I, like, turned to Cotty yesterday and I was like, tomorrow's episode ugly. I'm probably going to be having ugly crying face. So pre-prepared. Cause, like, I'm already, like, I mean, I'm not, like, crying right now. It kind of sounds like I am, but I'm not. I'm just, like, really jacked up from this cold. I was doing so well today, too. I think, like, I got too excited earlier, like, a couple minutes ago. A half hour ago, I was, like, so excited. That's like an hour ago now, actually. I was like super, super excited about something. And then it just kind of like, I'm crashing now. I can't get that excited about things.
Especially when you're sick. Takes all your energy away.
It really does. I was doing really well, too. Because like, this is the first day in like a while that I haven't felt like my head was going to blow off from the pressure. But I'm going to move on now. Enough about me and more about celebrities. Miley Cyrus has moved on quickly with reports that she's dating this photographer for Rolling Stone magazine, and he's also the son of the owner. His name's Theo, and I was trying to hold that one in. You could tell.
It sounded like it.
And he's pretty hot. Like, he's pretty good looking. I mean, I feel like it's still a step down from Liam Hemsworth, but a lot of things are going to be a step down.
I feel like almost anything would be a step down. I mean, he's a hot Australian.
Yep. I mean, there's only a few things that would be a step up, but
some British,
that's just
a couple other
personal,
Australians.
I mean, just personal preference. Yeah, so I mean, good for her, I guess. Don't.
I mean, if she's happy. I mean, he's definitely moved on.
Yeah. And then the Glee star Naya Rivera, she plays Santana. She's engaged to the rapper Big Sean, and I was like watching the episode last week and I went on someplace and I saw it like while I was watching the episode and I was like, oh, hey, look it, she's engaged. I just find it weird when people get engaged. I don't know why.
How old is she?
She's like 24, I think, 25. She's not super young or anything, so I shouldn't find it weird. But I just find it weird when people get engaged. I'm like, whoa. And I guess her and, like, Big Sean, they met on Twitter. Like, they started following each other, and then they tweeted each other a couple times. And then they started talking over the direct messaging, and then they exchanged numbers, and bam, 4 months later, engaged.
It's only been 4 months?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
So who knows?
That's your life
could, your life could change in 4 months, Connie.
So can yours. So can yours.
Here's open. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to get married.
Feel like you have a better chance.
Okay.
Sounded like you were playing a drum.
It is National Hugger Drummer Day.
It is.
Gosh, I wish I could participate in that.
Yep. There's a couple drummers I wouldn't mind hugging.
Same. Girl. Same.
I like how slow-paced that
I
was.
I was, like, watching the levels go up. That's why I did that.
Make sure they're equal.
This next one, this is really personal to me. I may have to count being a princess out of my future. Because reports...
She had a... You should have saw the way she reacted when she read this in the first place.
Reports are that things are getting serious with Prince Harry and his girlfriend, and they're talking about marriage. And I'm just like, why would you do this to me, Harry? She likes to wear scrunchies. She wears scrunchies in public. That's not okay, one. And then E! News says they're making a comeback, but they were never in. You don't wear scrunchies in public. You can wear scrunchies like when you're washing your face. Or when you're taking a shower, but you're not washing your hair, you can put it up in a scrunchie. That's okay. But you don't wear scrunchies in public. And I've seen like 5 different photos of her wearing different scrunchies in different public arenas. Not okay. And then I also have down here that he didn't even give me a chance.
I mean, I've told you this before. You can always wait for George.
That's 19 and a half years. No.
Just wait 19 years. You'll be good.
No, I don't want that.
I mean, you'll be able to be a princess, though.
I don't want to be a princess that bad at that. I'll go find a different prince from a different country. There's other European countries with princes still. And I was thinking, you know what, it's okay, because you weren't my first choice of Harry anyways. So, haha.
He's moved down to 3.
And now you're below a 9-year-old, so, ha.
Joke's on you.
Yeah. So, take that, Prince Harry. Go ahead, marry your girlfriend, but you're getting bumped down behind a 9-year-old. In my list of favorite Harrys. Yep. There's only 3 in the list, but you're number 3, so... this is going to bring me to another musical break. And a couple weeks ago, I'm pretty sure it was like 2 weeks ago, I talked about this song by Little Mix that came out called Move. And I finally downloaded it. So, and this one's going to make you want to dance. Really dance. And when I come back, I'm going to talk about Bruce, some of the Kardashians individually, Robin Thicke, and the Jonas Brothers. So, this has been DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And this is Move by Little Mix. If I can click it. I can't. Come on. Hey baby, tell me your name. I got a fever for you. I just can't explain, but there's just one problem. I'm a bit old school when it comes to loving. I ain't chasing you. Get comfortable, looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Feel like it's my birthday, like Christmas Day came early, just what I want. So when we And we are back. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And that dance break, my friends, was called Move by Little Mix. If that didn't make you want to dance.
I like how you call that a dance break. Not a music break, but a dance break.
Because if that song didn't make you want to dance, then let me know so I never come to one of your parties or take you to a party with me. Because to party with me, you got to dance with me. Even though you weren't dancing, but you never really do. But I've come to accept that about you. I dance for the two of us.
You dance enough to I accommodate like, with mine.
I gotta move it. Like, if there's a catchy song, I have got to dance. It is impossible not to. But back to celebrity gossip. Okay, most people, everyone pretty much, unless you live under a rock, knows that Jimmy Kimmel and Kanye West had this like little feud on Twitter about a skit that Jimmy Kimmel did. So Kanye West came on the Jimmy Kimmel live show and he talked about fame, family, blah blah blah. Nothing really all that exciting happened or went down. But what I found funny was Kanye West was like trying to defend his pride, like how he's like so has so much like pride and like how no one's gonna get him down, and like, yeah, that's cool, but he's like off the scale on that. Like, there's being proud of yourself and there's like being a dick about it. I don't know if I can say that, but I just did. So and at this point it's hubris, and like if we were in ancient Greece, like, you'd be dying pretty soon, homie, because that's how bad it is. I just like, I'm in this Western lit class and I've taken mythology, and so, like, I'm just in this Western lit class, we were just talking about hubris, so that was just on my mind when I was typing this down. I just find Kanye West, like, I think it's really cool that he's not gonna let anyone bring him down, but then he does too much of that, and it's just, like, there's something to being a little bit humble, and, like, there's no ounce of humbleness. What is that called? How would that word be? Is it humbleness? Humboldt? No, that's a school.
That's a county. No, I think it's humbleness.
That just sounds funny.
It does sound funny, but I feel like any other way you could put it sounds even more funny. So, like, yeah. Humbelosity.
I like that, though. And then on to someone that's kind of equally ridiculous, like Kanye West. Robin Thicke. He was on Oprah. That's what it was.
He was on Oprah?
Yeah. And he was talking about... He goes on to being disgusting, as he usually is. And he was talking about how when he was performing at the VMAs, he was out to have fun. That's all he was thinking about. He wasn't thinking about sex or, like, her grinding up on him. He was out to have fun. And then he was twerked on, and that he had no part in it. And he also went on to say that he doesn't twerk. He only gets twerked on. And I was like, shut up. Just shut up. Like, I was just reading it. Maybe I'm, like, just kind of out of it at the moment. And that this is actually really dumb and I shouldn't be reporting about it. But I just found it really stupid and, like, I don't know. I don't want to say sexist, but, like, really just pig-headed. It's like, you're disgusting. I don't, like, because I guess he gets asked to twerk a lot, and his all response is always, I don't twerk, I just get twerked on. And it's just like, what? Like, you're, like, near your 40s, bro. Like, calm down. You're disgusting. And I'm just tired of hearing about the whole, like, VMAs thing. Like, that was literally a month ago, almost. Right? Like, a month ago?
Yeah. Almost. Another week or so.
Yeah, it's just like, can we just get over it and stop talking about it so I can stop talking about it? It's just annoying. And where am I? Okay. Oh, yes, yes. I totally skipped something. I skipped a whole bunch. Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner are separating after 22 years of marriage, and they're not, like, filing for divorce or anything, so there's no, like, legal documentation. They're just, like, separating. Like, he's moving out and they're not gonna be living together. But then they say that, like, I guess Rob Kardashian was talking and they said that it's pretty much the same, like, family wise if like everyone kind of just hangs out with the people they usually hang out with. There's no like choosing sides. There's no hard feelings between the kids and towards any of the parents. It's just like a mutual agreement that they're separating. But I just feel like 22 years, that's a long time. Like, but I guess that's normal. No one stays together anymore. Definitely not famous people. They definitely don't stay together. I saw this joke online and it was like, Bruce Jenner was a Olympian track star and he couldn't even keep up with the Kardashians. That's funny. I don't know what I was going to say. There was like a segue, but into my next part, but I lost it. So I'm just going to, in light of this separation, that's what it was. Chloe and Lamar were seen together going to the Jenner residence. And this is the first time they've been spotted together since the whole drug and DUI business. So it looks like they're staying married. That's,
I mean, for now.
For now, yeah. Give it a 20-something years and they'll get divorced. Probably not even that. Just give it a couple more months. But now I'm back on track to where I was before. The Breaking Bad... I'm really like off it. Breaking Bad, the show, ended, and at the close, a fan bought the underwear that was seen on the character Walter White for $10,000 at an auction where they're auctioning off different things from the show, like different props and such. And overall, the auction raised over $1 million. But $10,000 for underwear, like, they're literally just tidy whities.
That's ridiculous.
Would you buy
no
anyone's underwear for $10,000? No. Louis Tomlinson's?
No.
That's what I was saying. I was like, it's bad when I wouldn't even buy a pair of
I would buy wore. Louis Tomlinson's underwear for $10,000 if Louis Tomlinson was in them. Not if he wasn't.
I don't know
them.
Why you'd want to wear like used underwear.
I wouldn't want them if he did wear them. I'd want him wearing them for $10,000.
But I don't know why you'd pay $10,000 for used underwear. Like, that's kind of gross. Like, what are you gonna do with that underwear?
Are you gonna frame it? Them?
Oh, two different types of people in the world here.
They'll probably smell it and then put it in the frame.
And there's the third type of person. I don't understand that. That's really gross. Like, I don't want some random actor's underwear that he's worn. Like, no thank you.
Are they washed?
I don't think so.
That's disgusting.
Right? That's what I'm saying. $10,000 on dirty underwear. I can get clean underwear for, like, less than that.
Like, $3.
Yeah. I mean, I could go out and buy some tiny whiteys, like, men's tiny whiteys, get them a little bit dirty, like, in the dirt, and then I could sell them. Like, are you going to buy those for $10,000? Like, that's the same thing.
You could
thing
say someone wore them.
I could. That's how I'm going to make my money. How I'm paying for the rest of my college, right there. Selling dirty tidy whities. And I've talked about this before, but E! Online is just now noticing that Jaden Smith won't stop furrowing his brow. Like, he always looks worried, but he also always looks like he's trying to read a takeout menu from afar. And it's funny because I was in this one class where we had to work with teleprompters, and I was in the back with the monitors, and this one kid, he's also a DJ, it's DJ Bedell, he was reading off the teleprompter and he like was kind of squinting at it, and he looked just like Jaden Smith, like the facial expression. And I told him afterwards, I was like, you looked really worried when you were reading the teleprompter. It was funny. And I was like, you look like Jaden Smith. And I'm glad he understood. But yeah. I guess that's a shout out to Bedell. I don't know when. I think his show's on Tuesdays sometime. I think it's like 10 to 11. I might as well say it. I made the schedule and I don't know. It's bad. But then there's this thing where this fan... I'm moving on. BT Dubs. This fan climbed up the balcony of one Liam Payne's hotel, and she tried to get into the room with the door were locked, and so she just took his underwear off the balcony.
I heard she put them on afterwards.
Oh my god, that's so gross. That's really nasty. Ew. Because he was wearing them.
Yeah.
And he went surfing. Mm-hmm. And then he took them off and hung them out to dry. And they were just gone.
Yep. He took a nap.
But I'm kind of like, God bless. Because when he went out to look, there's like pictures snapped of him. And his pants are like super low. And I'm like, God bless you for taking those underwear. But then I saw pictures of her, like, being caught, and she had to give them back to security, and she was, like, crying. And it's just like, what did you think was going to happen? You stole a pop star's underwear. Like,
she had to climb pretty high, too, to get those.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a, like, patio sort of, like, balcony. No, it was a balcony.
Yeah, it was, like, a balcony up high. I wonder if she did that. There must be something in the water in Australia, because they ain't scared of snakes. They have big tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that one? Picture?
That Ashton's mom posted? Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, I saw the one his sister posted.
I think you're on his mom's
maybe
Instagram.
I don't know.
Thinking it's his sister. Because that's his mom's Instagram, the one you showed me. But yeah.
I don't know. I have a couple family members. I can't keep them all in line. There's too many.
They have really giant tree frogs, and they can climb high buildings. Like, there's definitely something in the water in Australia.
And they're hot.
Not all of them. I've seen some pretty ugly Australians.
Well, you know what
yeah,
I mean.
I know what you mean.
I mean, they don't make them
like that in America. Unfortunately. Only one family. One family to rise above.
I mean, there's a couple here and there, but...
I thought you were saying, like, here, and I was like...
No,
like,
here and there.
Don't mention that.
No, here and there, like, they're very dispersed.
And they are. Oh, man. So, yeah, I mean, I would never steal anyone's underwear. I'm not that crazy. And I definitely wouldn't climb up on anyone's balcony, because I wouldn't want to fall and break my neck, because that's what would happen. I'm surprised I didn't fall on the way over here. Like, I'm not the gracefulest of people.
No, she's not.
I trip at least 5 times a day.
She stubs a toe at least once a week.
I do. It hurts really bad. But on the back to the underwear thing, like, that's also, like, sexual harassment, basically. Like, you're stealing someone's underwear. Like, if that was a guy that did that to a girl, oh, people would be so upset. Like, no one seems to really care about this. Like, oh, just, you know.
He wasn't happy about it at all.
I wouldn't either. Like, that's embarrassing.
Like, that ruined
his
day.
It's kind of embarrassing, like, waking up and finding out somebody stole your underwear. I'd be like, oh, God. Like, that's just weird. Why would you? I don't want to touch his underwear either. Unless
they were on him.
Yeah, and I was, like, pulling them off. That's the only time I don't want to touch his underwear, but otherwise, nope, no thank you. And then the Jonas Brothers have canceled their tour due to disagreements about where their music is going. And at first, it kind of sounds like they're breaking up, but it's like they're brothers, so they can't really break up. And it's not because of ticket sales, because I guess their ticket sales were doing really well. Because they just came off of a big arena tour, and that went pretty well. And they were going to do small venues up until their next big arena tour, and then they just canceled it all because there's some argument within them. I'm wondering if this will, like, finish the Jonas Brothers. Do you think they'll, like, get over it?
Honestly, I feel like the Jonas Brothers have been so out of date for so long, no one really pays attention to them. So
I feel like that's just some people, because I feel like if you weren't really into the Jonas Brothers, you're not going to get into them. But if, like, you were into them, you're always going to be into them.
I guess so. I mean, I was never into them, so... That's
yeah,
probably
see,
where
like
my
they,
input is.
I feel like they were never relevant to you, but when they were, like, big and people loved them, like, I feel like if you really loved them, you'd still, like, want to go to their shows and stuff. I mean, I think they'll come back from this, because, I mean, they are brothers. Like, you can't get away from each other. You can't disown each other.
I feel like once Kevin has his daughter, like, they'll rejoin and, like... I mean, they'll always be together, but as a group, like, they'll figure this stuff out. And
you almost said the other word.
They'll just get back on board and do their thing again.
This next one I put in here just for you. Last minute, like literally 5 minutes ago. on this one website. It's very unreliable. A lot of things are. She just dropped her hand, like, angrily, kind of. It's very unreliable. I don't believe half the things that are on it. I mean, there's some, like, valid things on there, but most of the time, no. And they're reporting that there is some marriage engagement rumors for One Direction's Louis Tomlinson. And that's Cardi's, like, main man right there. So, how do you feel about this?
I feel very upset that you brought it up. Because you know how I feel about it. I mean, he's a grown man. He can do what he wants. But I feel like the same thing as you with Prince Harry. He never gave me a chance. I know him and Eleanor are really happy. I'm glad they're happy with their relationship. But give me a week. Just give me a day. Give me a day. And that I'll be good. You know, like...
I don't understand why you're tripping about this. Like, I think it's blind gossip.
No, it probably is.
He's a very private person. He would never just talk randomly about it.
I know he's a private person. Tell me about it. I only get a picture of him maybe once a week. He's very private. I know that. But it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be with Eleanor.
Hopefully. Here's hoping. I like her.
I know. I really like Eleanor, too. She's and pretty. I like how... they get along, and I like their relationship because it is going well.
From what
well
you see.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a fly on the wall, which I would like to be
half
the time.
What I would pay. What I would pay to like, be a fly on the wall.
I would love... I mean, they seem really happy. I feel like they have had one of the best... They've definitely had the best relationship out of all One Direction's relationships while they've been a band.
That's not hard to do.
No, it's not, because... God knows there's been some bad relationships with the boys. But I feel like if Zayn and Perry can do it, Eleanor and Louis can do it.
I just don't understand because, I mean, I know Harry Styles is going to get married one day. And no, I know it's not going to be to me.
I know that.
So I'm just like, be free.
As Brad would say.
Yeah. Be free.
It's weird that I know your teacher says that.
Well, but I was talking about it today because he like had a demonstration on how you have to follow through with the be free and you have to open up your arms.
And then he didn't do it the day he demonstrated it. Yeah. And you guys got upset.
Oh, I didn't get upset. This other kid got upset. This other kid was like, are you serious? You're going to talk about it for 5 minutes and not do the be free?
I mean, I know he's going to get married and I know that he's going to live a life without me. I know that. But...
I laugh. I was like...
I don't know.
I honestly put that in there because I thought I was going to run out of time, but then I didn't run out of time, and I still just brought it up anyway.
But also that on the Louis note, I don't think you put it in there, but that one girl who sexually harassed him on the beach.
Yeah, this girl just touched his butt, just straight up like touched it.
No, she didn't just touch it. She like slapped it. Like she...
That's touching.
She hit it. And that upset me. Because, I mean, I really want to do that. Do not get me wrong. If you have seen his butt, you'd want to touch it too.
It's touchable.
But it's quite out there. It's still sexual harassment. But yeah, I would... If I saw him on the beach, I would definitely not run up to him and hit his butt.
Like, I know I didn't touch his butt when I met him.
I mean, that's not something I'm going to do. But I want to do that, but I'm not going to. Yeah. I'm a bigger person.
I feel like, I don't know, like, how these people get the guts to do those things. Like, I couldn't even talk to, I could barely talk to them when I met them. I was like, excuse me, can I have a picture? That's like, how do you get the guts to be like, I'm gonna slap that butt. Like, that's just really gutsy. I just don't
or
have
climb
those guts.
Up on that balcony and steal that underwear.
She clearly thought she was gonna get away with it. Like, you don't steal someone's underwear and think, like, oh, it'll be okay, I'll just give them back. Like, no, you think you're gonna get away with that. Gutsy people. That's the end of my show, and I'm going to stop coughing into the microphone now and leave, but I'm going to finish with my text post of the day. This is, despite the contradictory advice circulated in the late 90s, if you want to be my lover, please do not get with my friends. And it made me laugh, like I was just in my room just like chuckling to myself, like, and then singing
Did
the
you
Spice
read that
Girl
one
song.
Today?
Yep, I did. I saw it today.
That's a good one.
Yep.
I agree.
I never understood that when I listened to the song. Like,
I didn't
you
either.
You want them to do what with your friends?
Yeah. Like, what? That makes no sense.
Like, that's not something. Nope, don't count me. Don't put me down for that. Well, that is the end of my show. And I'm pretty sure I'll be here next week with 2 hours, unless, like, this gets way worse.
But otherwise, she dies, I mean.
Then it'll be no hours. But for the most part, I'll be here 2 hours next week. And I'm going to leave you with Falling For You by R5. This is DGLC on radio.dominican.edu. And next week, I will be here. Same time, same place. Thursdays from 7 to 9. Be there or be square. This is Falling For You by R5.
You're like mismatched socks with polka dots. You like your feet so cold. I think that's how you like to swim at night.